defense says there was no plot on Lisa Brady, Fox News. But a federal jury disagrees in Michigan, convicting two men, Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's governor.
The defendants in this case believe that their anti-government views justified violence. Today's verdict is a clear example that they were wrong in that assessment.
David Porter is the special agent in charge for the FBI's Detroit field office. Fox and Croft had accused the FBI of entrapment. A jury had failed to reach a unanimous verdict in April when two other defendants were acquitted. In a written statement, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says today's verdicts prove violence and threats have no place in our politics. But she also calls for a hard look at the status of our politics. In California, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pleads guilty in a DUI case.
Paul Pelosi is now a convicted drunk driver. He was not here in person, but through his attorney, entered a guilty plea to one count of misdemeanor DUI. A second count was dropped, and he agreed to a long list of penalties.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Napa. Those penalties include fines, DUI classes, 3 years probation, and no additional jail time after time served from his arrest in a one-day work program. Pelosi collided with another car on his way home from a dinner party in May, injuring the other driver. The U.S. set to send another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine. Officials telling the Associated Press a formal announcement will come tomorrow, which is Ukraine's Independence Day in 6 months since Russia's invasion. More than 40 countries, part of a virtual summit today, focusing on the 2014 invasion that seized Crimea.
Governments willing to flout these principles in one place rarely stop there. That's what Russia's actions in Ukraine teach us.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken rejecting Russia's ongoing efforts to claim parts of Ukraine as its own. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Some members of Congress have new questions for Twitter after a whistleblower's claims about fake accounts and cybersecurity defenses. Fox Business's Susan Lee.
So the whistleblower in this case is Twitter's former head of security, Peter Zatko, a former hacker hired after those infamous hacks of celebrity and politician accounts back in 2020. So Zatko filing a complaint with the Justice Department, the FTC, and the SEC, accusing Twitter of misleading regulators, investors, and users, and that includes some serious lapses and protecting user data, allowing too much access to foreign governments, and accusing one or more employees of actually working for foreign intelligence.
Zatko accusing Twitter executives of trying to cover up the company's vulnerabilities. Twitter calls the claims a false narrative. Pfizer just announcing new results from an ongoing study of its COVID shots for kids under age 5. The company says the vaccine was 73% effective in protecting younger kids as Omicron spread in the spring, though since the vaccine was authorized in June, only about 6% of kids ages 6 months through 4 years have received at least one dose. Researchers are hoping to help autistic motorists.
There's a study underway aimed at sharpening the driving skills of those with autism spectrum disorder. According to phase one of the University of Michigan research being funded by Ford Motor, students with autism spectrum disorder tended to slow down and stop short in front of stop signs. They were also able to detect fewer hazards than control participants during simulated drives. However, the study's lead researcher says those who underwent training improved in two-thirds of hazards. A Ford employee whose son has autism spectrum disorder was instrumental in making the study happen. Part two of the project begins in about a month. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 173 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.